captivity from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar during that 70 years of exile, and the city was destroyed. In verse 8, they took 3,400 hostages, young men that were brilliant, that had an education, to come over and minister to the king and be servants of the king to serve in his palace. And the Bible said in verse 8, though that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with a mine, the wine which he drank, and he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself, and he gave him a trial. Verse 11, Daniel said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That's Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, with those old Babylonian names. So he proved them. In verse 17, at the end of the days after the proving, he said, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all dreams. And at the end of the days that the king had said he would bring them in, the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now these were four young men out of 3,400. God's sakes in this world. That's the way it is today. If you find four out of 3,400 that'll set themselves apart and make themselves holy to God, I'll eat your hat. You ought to get you a good hat and make me eat it? There's your chance. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. They were so much better in understanding and wisdom and ability than them other young men of the church that would go ahead and say, well, we're in Rome and we've got to do like the Romans do or get our heads cut off. Head cut off don't matter, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be willing to die for Jesus or you're not going to live for him victoriously. Amen. Verse 20, Daniel 1. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all of them wise men in his kingdom, the magicians, the astrologers that were all in all his realm. See, when you stand for God, God's going to give you wisdom and understanding. Them other Christians are not going to have it. And they're going to try to manufacture it. They're going to come out and mimic it. They're going to mimic gifts. They're going to mimic the work of the Spirit. They're going to mimic joy. They're going to mimic love. They're going to mimic all the fruit and all the gifts to the chagrin of God's true, separated, holy people. But I'm like the scripture that Brother Ray Jr. read at the beginning of the service, Psalm 123. Unto thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens, as the eyes of a servant look under the eyes of his master, and the eyes of a maiden to the hands of her mistress. So our eyes wait upon the Lord until he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For our soul is exceedingly filled with contempt. Yes. Our souls are filled with the scorning of the proud and with contempt of them that are at ease. Yes. I'll tell you, that's the way we're supposed to be. If God can't stir you up to have some contempt for these old mimickers of what the Holy Ghost really can do, you aren't worth shooting. Now, is that clear enough? Let us pray. Father, we pray the Holy Ghost will grip our hearts in this message and give us wisdom and understanding that we do not possess. For Daniel 2:21 says, he giveth wisdom to the wise, and he giveth understanding to them that know knowledge. I pray the Holy Ghost, God, will wise us up and make us fighters for Jesus Christ. Fighters, as they say in Spanish in their little old jingle they sing about fighting for Jesus, luchando por Cristo. Fighting for Jesus. And there is a fight on our hands. And we either fight or we go down in defeat. And I pray that you'll help us to fight the good fight of faith, to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And grip every heart and soul in this message with its power and persuasion to turn them to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We pray in Jesus' name and amen.